We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
It's so great to see everybody again. Today, we're going to be talking about advice, and Alexa is going to read the definition of advice, just in case you guys don't know.
Advice is a suggestion about what could or should be done about a situation or problem.
Sometimes you give advice.
Sometimes you get advice.
Sometimes it's easy to follow.
And sometimes it's not so easy to follow.
Sometimes we get bad advice.
Have you ever gotten bad advice before? I'm sure we all have. You remember some bad advice you've been given? Yeah, Hallie.
Well, there's this girl at my school, and a lot of kids make fun of her, and they all wanted me to do something to her, and I decided not to.
Okay, so you're not going to follow that advice, are you? We have to be careful of the advice we follow.
In the garden, Eve believed the lies of a snake.
Adam listened to Eve and disobeyed God.
There were some kings in the Bible that followed bad advice.
Even though King Darius liked Daniel, he was tricked into making a law that would punish Daniel for worshiping God.
King Xerxes was given bad advice and made a law to kill all the Jews.
In both of these cases, God saved his people.
Even our Lord Jesus was tempted with bad advice.
Satan tried to get Jesus to listen to him in the desert,
but he did not listen.
Jesus rebuked Satan by quoting scripture.
He continued to do his Father's will.
The Bible says the Word of God is flawless.
That means it's perfect.
Every word is true.
The Bible says the Word of God is living.
That means it's there to help us and teach us every day we live.
God's Word is the best book of advice that we could ever read.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. First and second Peter, first John. The Bible is full of good advice from God and His people.
Through Moses, God gave His people the Ten Commandments.
Moses gave Joshua advice.
Be strong and courageous.
Through King Solomon, God gave His people the Book of Proverbs.
A whole book of wise advice.
Through Paul, God gave His people many letters filled with godly advice.
In the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus."
He wrote, "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
Do everything without complaining."
In the book of Ephesians, Paul gave instructions to God's people.
He told them how to protect themselves from the evil one.
Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood,
but against the rulers, against the authorities,
against the powers of this dark world,
and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground.
Be strong.
Sent Jesus to teach us and guide us.
He gave us lots of advice.
Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." He wants believers to share His good news.
Jesus said to love the Lord with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
He said, "Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?'
Your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness,
and all these things will be given to you as well."
I'd like you all to pray today. Can we bow our heads and pray?
Dear Father, we want to be more like Jesus.
To trust you.
To obey you.
To follow your advice.
Give us ears and eyes that are open to hear and see your ways.
Give us a heart that is ready to love you and others.
Dear Father, when we are tempted to do wrong, help us to look to your word.
Teach us and guide us with your truth.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us to find out more about our ministry, here's our phone number.
1-800-527-5522.
Or visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Most of the music you hear on our program is available in CD or cassette.
Share our music with someone you know. It will teach them God's truth in a fun way.
And remember,
look to the Bible to get God's advice.
It's the best advice that you could ever receive.
See you next time!
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.